Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Thursday, and it's damn hot out there, man. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. We went straight from winter to midsummer. 91, record hot out there. Fancy Brian, how you doing?
I'm well. I am sweating myself, but I heard the call of snowblowers being run out earlier this year, so I think everybody in Wisconsin has decided that winter is over, and now it is time to lawn mow.
You know how I know it's hot in this studio here in Madison, the world headquarters? Because my pal Evan took off the hoodie. He's down to sleeves. So anyways, it must be damn hot. The other thing, Fancy Brian, is we're going on the air. And I'll digress. We'll get to some of the political headlines. The J6 committee. It's getting real up in here. They're subpoenaing 5 GOP sitting Congress people. Who are they, you might ask? You know, you're going to have to wait till after my story, because I got a story I'm going to tell it in a minute. Also, well, anyways, we'll come back to the stories. The political stuff. I'll come back to that. But last night, Fancy Brian, and I'll get to the point here in a minute. Last night, Fancy Brian, I went to the Middleton High School, and I got a senior and a sophomore. And very proud. Last night was sort of an awards sort of end of the year for the senior, and he was getting a scholarship. And we were very excited. You know, kid got in college. It's damn expensive. So, you know, every little bit helps, right? So we show up last night, and, you know, I'm sitting kind of stage, you know, I guess facing the stage from my perspective, I'm stage right. And I'm right on the edge of the aisle, and my wife's sitting with me, and she was going out of town last night. Did I also mention I'm a bachelor doggy daddy for the rest of the week? Me and the kids and the dogs.
Then I'll put a replay in for you tomorrow, just in case.
Keep one in mind. This one could be a great one. So, you know, this one might be worthy of playing twice. But anyways, went to the awards banquet, and, you know, they're going through all. And a lot of kids are getting scholarships. Middleton's got lots of bright young scholars. And, you know, people that have the unique combination of major and vocation. And, you know, it's like if you play high school volleyball and you're going to UW Oshkosh, and you drive a Honda Civic, then you're eligible for this particular thing. You know, like, there are differing differentiations, but it got like 3 deep sometimes. So anyways, I was very proud. I believe the Lions Club gave a scholarship. My son got $1,000. Pretty happy for him and ourselves. You know, that's $1,000 not coming out of Crudy's
pocket. That's
awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations indeed. So he's done. We've taken video and pictures, and he's coming off the stage. Only he's exiting to my stage left, his stage right. He's on the wrong side of the auditorium. And mom's already left. And mom probably gave him the ride. I guess dad dropped him off. But anyways, he never looks for dad. He's looking for mom, right? So no mom, never going to find me in this big room full of people at a big high school. So I start trying to stand tall, you know, the waving thing out in front of
Wacky
the
Wacky Wavy Inflatable
store.
Arm Flailing Tube Man, yeah.
Yes, that guy. So I was almost to that point, but I was mostly just trying to appear tall. And as I'm backing up, apparently I found the edge of the stage. And I tripped. And I fell. And I hurt myself, Fancy Brian. I'm a little wounded. I'm playing hurt over here. My left wrist, it's stinging. And you're trying to diagnose me like we're doing telemedicine here. You're in the Shaw. I'm in Madison. You're not even looking. You know, you could barely see my wrist through the Zoom screen. And you're like, oh, it's not broken. It's not broken.
You never let me get to my my prescription, which was just to rub some dirt on it and get over it.
Oh, okay, Dr. Phil. So anyways, as you might have noted, I was a paramedic. I did have a little medical training. And apparently, and I've always noted this, I did play high school sports, you know. Something of a glory day sports hero. But, you know, I had like fragile fingers and wrists. I broke a lot of stuff. I hated playing football. I mean, I got fingers that point the wrong direction, stuff like that. I always had these little girly bones, I guess. I should have drank more milk. So anyways, I may or may not. It might just be severely sprained, but, you know, I'm like hurting. I'm playing hurt here. And as we go on the air, and you know I gesticulate. I don't just say, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I throw my whole body into it. And it really hurts. My wrist, it really hurt, Fancy Brian, as I was like gesticulating to start the show. I assure you, this is real pain I'm feeling.
You should get yourself a splint, man, you know? And a spliff. And a splint. Splint and a spliff. Spliff would be good for you.
Yes, either one. Either one. So, anyways, congratulations to my eldest son. Very proud of him. Young scholar Caden. And, you know, I may have to go see Dr. Phil because, you know, don't have an x-ray machine here at the office. Although this fine world headquarters used to be a dental clinic. If we looked in the back, there just might be an old x-ray machine. But mostly for teeth, I'm going to have to stick my arm in front of my face to get the x-rays.
You know, if we did that you'd get x-rays of everything but your hand. We just, oh, look at me. Look at this. I just ate something. Look at that. Look at that.
So I think I've nearly digressed enough. I think perhaps we can turn to politics, at least sort of, you know, tangentially politics. I heard this reported, Fancy, over at the Journal Sentinel, the paper of record here in the great state of Wisconsin. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, the progressive stalwart, the good Dem from the great state of Wisconsin, came out today and said, let's dump Ron Johnson. Let's dump Ron Johnson. Specifically, she said, I would also say to voters, if our current Senator Johnson wants to send women to Illinois, you know, his whole comment about abortion policy getting messy, we ought to send him packing this November. Now, I will make sure I quote Johnson specifically, because you might not have tuned in earlier in the week. Where were you? Here is what Johnson allegedly said, reportedly said. It might be a little messy for some people, but abortion is not going away. Johnson said, suggesting people in Wisconsin could still have options, such as driving across state lines to Illinois. You know, American Field South, they normally drive up here for the baseball. We drive down south for the weed and the abortions, apparently. A little bit more also attributed to Ron Johnson. I just don't think this is going to be a big political issue. Everybody thinks it is because it's not going to be that big a change. So saith Ron. Ron's pretty unpopular. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well. So anyways, I have these diametrically opposed U.S. senators, me and Fancy Brian do, because we're all Ron's constituents, but we're also Tammy's constituents. But I got to tell you, if I was down at the workplace and, the boss was implying someone's getting fired come November, and the lady down the hall is pointing at me saying, fire this guy, fire this guy. I got to tell you, it's going to affect my job place. What's the word? I'm just not going to be quite as chipper.
Workplace relationships.
Yeah. I'm not going to bring you a birthday cake. I'm not singing happy birthday on your birthday. I'm just not doing any of those things.
I don't know the senator well, but I can tell you that I'm sure she's heartbroken.
That I won't be singing or that
Ron Johnson might not bring her birthday cake.
Yes.
I think she's very worried about that.
Fancy, you don't bring me flowers anymore. So anyways, I just found that ironic. That's the entirety of the story. Tammy Baldwin thinks Ron Johnson should lose. And I'm thinking, doesn't everybody? 844-967-2789. Devil's Advocates. Haven't I given you a lot of political headlines to work with so far? Here's where I'm getting to, though, Fancy Brian. I feel confident. I'm going to get you all the way to where I wanted to start the show, you know, like 15 minutes later. I wanted to talk about parades and the politics of the parade. And it's getting to be parade season. You know how you know it? It's hot as hell outside. As soon as it gets to be hot as hell, there will be parades. And here at the station, at least for the last 4 or 5 years, my parade participation has basically been driving Miss Daisy, driving Earl Ingram on Juneteenth. I've been a chauffeur, and he'll be, you know, like throwing out candy to the kids. And typically we'll take our portable gear set, and he'll be broadcasting literally from the parade. And we've had a lot of fun with that in the past, Earl and I, especially on the sunny days, the hot damn days, parade sort of days. But lots of people come out for the Juneteenth parade. Well, have to see what I'm doing in mid-June. You know, we got some big parties between now and then. May 17th, that'll be a big party. But specifically, I'm talking about the parade politics in Robin Foss's district. The Speaker of the Assembly, apparently, in his district, where he's the incumbent, where he's on the ballot, well, Robin Foss gets to be the parade MC. In hell, in recent prior years, the guy's marched. He's been like the parade marshal and like the grand marshal, all the different dignitary kind of stuff you can bestow upon a man. They've all been bestowed on Robin Foss. But the temperature amongst the Republicans, even in his district, they've changed. And Robin Foss is being primaried. And in the politics in Robin Foss's backyard, they're not allowing Robin Foss's political opponent to march in the parade. He's banned from the parade. You, sir, no parade for you. You'll get nothing. And
they
apparently
let anybody go in parades.
Well, they've got some Rudy Giuliani like figure, some lawyer representing sort of figure that says, you know, this guy, this Adam Steen, he's going to sue. And what Steen say about the speaker? Calls him a traitorous, treasonous traitor. Well, anyways, there could be a big conflict on May 30. We'll tell you more about it. The politics of parading. I love a parade. Don't we all? Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates the Thursday. Wish it was a Friday edition. You can be a part. Could still be a great show. May play it twice. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Oh my arm! It's broken!
I love a parade. Here, man, I just want to stand and